Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, May 14th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. On this podcast, I have complained a couple of times that passwords are really a thing of the past and people should pick two-factor authentication schemes whenever possible. Now, of course, many times this is not possible and there's quite a bit of interest in how to make existing password schemes more secure. There is now an interesting new paper from Microsoft Research looking at the effect of password strength meters that you find in some account signup pages. What they found is that they actually work. So if you have a password strength meter telling the user that their password is weak or strong, they tend to pick stronger passwords. On average, the passwords work one character longer than the ones created without the strength meter, and they used more upper lowercase and more special characters. So in the end, those passwords were significantly stronger. The part that really surprised me was that according to this study, users didn't really have a harder time remembering these strong passwords. The reset rates for the strong passwords were about as high as the reset rates for the weaker passwords. Now, not exactly sure why this would be the case. The only explanation I can think of is that these stronger passwords are actually just simple variations of the weaker password the user would have chosen otherwise. Maybe add a letter or a special character to the end, like password 1 instead of just password, or password 1 bang to add a special character to it. So I think there is still some research that can probably be done to further investigate this. But overall, I think the lesson here is if all you can do is a simple password, throw in a little password strength meter. They don't have to be sort of highly scientific, so just password length and how many different character types is probably sufficient for a simple password strength meter like this. And then we have more browser extensions that are trying to hijack your Facebook account. So far, this particular extension has been seen mostly in Brazil. And the interesting part is it's not going after an Explorer. Instead, it's going after Chrome and Firefox. The extension will install itself in these browsers, and then it will retrieve a configuration file from a website. And that configuration file will instruct the extension to conduct various operations on Facebook if the user is logged in to Facebook. Sites from the usual like and share, it can also post to your profile, and with that it typically posts a Portuguese message, kind of course, pointing to the Brazilian background of this particular extension. But overall, it essentially does provide remote control to the attacker, to your browser, as far as Facebook is concerned. We have seen these extensions in the past, typically also for banking trojans. In so far, this Facebook application is actually a reasonably harmless application of one of these man-in-the-browser style attacks. And Netgraph performed an interesting experiment about SSL certificate revocation. Netgraph noticed that RSA did revoke an intermediate certificate, and this certificate was actually used by a number of public McAfee services, including the McAfeeStore.com website. And one thing Netgraph noticed was that even a week after that intermediate certificate was revoked, nobody had seemed noticed that the McAfeeStore.com used an invalid certificate. So Netgraph looked into it in more detail, and a couple things they noticed. First of all, this particular certificate only used certificate revocation lists. Certificate revocation lists have to be downloaded in their entirety, and most browsers only do that for extended validation. certificates. Even for the online certificate status protocol, that's sort of a more modern web service that can be used to look up individual certificates, the browser typically only looks up the certificate that was used by this particular website, not any intermediate certificates that were used to sign this website's certificate. So, for example, what could have happened is that a certificate gets stolen from a certificate authority. That certificate authority does have no idea what individual certificates got signed. So they invalidate the intermediate certificate, but still the end certificates that were issued are valid. The only browser that appeared to do it somewhat right, apparently, is in an Explorer that's a bit more stringent in checking certificate chains. But other than that, the current validation methods just don't really seem to work very well. This may actually be, after all, one of the arguments to use an extended validation certificate, that browsers are more stringent in checking these revocation options for those certificates than for regular certificates. Well, and this is it for today. Remember, it's Patch Tuesday, so be ready for Microsoft and Adobe patches. Watch for the Internet Explorer 8 patch and for the Adobe Cold Fusion patch. And with that, talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.